Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily before you do any other thing. Engage whatever prophetic action we may be led to take for the day. They work wonders. Pray more on your own thereafter. Then forward this content to all on your contact. Welcome also to Thursday, day 23 in January 2025. As usual, open your hand and heart for the day's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with amen, I receive it. As you go out today, you will enjoy high favors. Those waiting for you to fail will wait forever because you will not fail. I want to declare three major blessings. Open doors and desire what you desire from God to achieve in the first quarter of this year. First quarter is January to March ending. You will declare three major things you want from God. I'll then pray over it. Say it in form of prayers. Say things like this. Oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, before the end of March, I believe you for this, for this, for this. Mention them. It could be for self, your children, your spouse, your sibling, business, ministry, and so on. Say them again and again. I will soon pray over them for you as a prayer of agreement. So say them, O Lord God, before the end of March, this, 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 and this. Let me pray. Numbers 14:28 says, that which I hear you say, that will I do. You have said them. God will make you see them. You have declared your desire. By divine intervention, you will claim them in Jesus' name. Let's do this again. It's a prophetic action. Point your index finger out. Yes, your index finger. Point it out as if you are pointing it to something. Are you ready? I prophesy. From today, whatever good thing you point to, God will add them to you. Anything good that will add value to you, makes you serve God better and impart your generation more. I prophesy God will make them yours. Watch out. Something good will happen for you beginning from today. Someone listening to me is under pain. A pain in your body system. A part of body is swollen. You are experiencing pain. Touch the place gently if you can. Let me pray. I prophesy healings. I say be healed. Be healed. Pains disappear. In Jesus' name, yes, you are healed. I have an urge in me today to pray for someone prepare for exam or prepare for an interview. Fear not. You will succeed brilliantly. You shall not be denied. Someone is suffering from food poisoning. You ate something that has affected your stomach system. Someone with diarrhea also. Who is this? You are emaciating, growing lean. Some close people are even asking you why. All of you get water into a cup. Okay? Someone with cough also, or any throat or lung or breathing issue. Put water in a cup or in a bottle. The quantity that you can drink at once after my prayer. Hold it up. I prophesy healing virtues into the water. Jesus Christ is the water of life. As you drink, all afflictions shall disappear. Within minutes, you won't feel this sickness again. In Jesus' name. All listeners, raise your phone for alert upon alert prayers again. Are you ready? Receive grace for alert upon alert. I say alert upon alert. Payment upon payment. You will experience high patronage. What you put out for sale shall attract good buyers. In Jesus' name. Say amen. I receive it. Yes, it shall be so. January 23, celebrant, your birthday prayers. God shall add days to your years and years to your days. You will grow in leap and bound. You will live a prosperous, happy, and fulfilled life. In Jesus' name. Say amen. Happy birthday. Right? First issues for teachings today. Please, my pastor, the printed relevant Bible verses. Giving out on prayer mountain with the oil. Can daddy avail we the online followers the privilege by posting it on the platform so that we can also be partakers and beneficiaries from it. God bless you, sir. Wow, that's thoughtful. That's possible. I'm sure the publication service arms are hearing this. Please work on this and put it on the platform. Next, good morning, Daddy, and my TPH family. Please, sir, I need your advice, sir, and it is urgent. I had a boyfriend, and we have been dating for close to 1 year now. But he will always say to me, he was done with me. Every time we have issue, I will plead and plead with him because I love him so much. But this last one, he said I should give him a month's space that he wanted to check something. And I said, okay, Daddy, please, what can I do about this? Because I still love him. Should I go back after a month or should I leave him? Wow, my daughter, leave him. Why are you crying after a man that often tells you regularly that he's done with you and you keep pleading? Is that love? No. You are making yourself cheap to him. Stop this. I love him so much. Nonsense. Loving a man who does not love you? Please wake up. Someone is pushing you away and you are begging, using your body to beg. No. Stop wasting your time. Let him go. Be serious with your God and yourself. Build your career and your character. Even if he comes back, which I know he will not, don't take him back. He has his heart with someone else. Leave him. Don't go back to him. Next, good morning, dear Daddy. Can you explain what you mean by warfare prayers, please? Wow, it's obvious that many new listeners are daily joining Turning Point platform. Daily, if not, we have taught on warfare prayers long enough here. Anyway, we have to be repeating many teachings to let them know. Same reasons, I keep repeating tithing and seed sowing. New members are daily joining us. And so, as first-timers, we have to be teaching them. Life first are warfare prayers in a nutshell. Look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. It says, for we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Spiritual battles are fought with spiritual weapons. Warfare prayers, in short, means using God's word to pray to God over some issue. So we say Google to identify relevant Bible verses connected to the prayer issues at hand. Fast and long, at least one day a week. Put battle seat behind your prayers. Continue it persistently. 30 minutes at a go, 1 hour at a go, continuously chanting prayers till the battles are won. Make sure you live holy before God and you are in good relationship with the Holy Ghost. That way, no battle can consume you. That, in a nutshell, is warfare prayers. We teach it almost every time here. I know some new people joining us. We see us it again. Next, good morning, Daddy Femi Emmanuel. Please advise me. Can 1.5 million naira be enough to start up foodstuff business? My daughter that just graduated wants to start up this business before going on youth service so that she can have something to fall back on when she returns. What do you think, Daddy? Does she also need a mentor? Wow, yes, she needs a mentor. I have said this repeatedly. No one should start a career or business without one. Training, adequate training, and a mentor. These two are key. Now let's come back to the amount, 1.5 million naira to start. Yes, but she should stay with it and grow the business herself. With good training and a mentor and patience, she will grow the training, she will grow the business. But if it is not going to be on top, staying with it, she should not start again. Because people put there will mismanage and still have blind. That's unfortunate, but that's our reality. Are we learning? Are we being blessed? Let's broadcast this to all our contacts. Please do so daily. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day, holding at Living Spring Chapel, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. So TPGF members in and around Lagos, leave home on time to beat traffic. Two services we hold today as usual, 7 to 9 a.m., 2 hours, first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., 2 hours, second service. Don't miss it. Prayer focus today is divine connection and relationship. After today's encounter, local and global connection and relationship will open for you. We will give you special anointing oil for new things in the new year, free. We will also give you anointed mantle free. Bring things to represent things where you want the power of God to work. Bring your passport for visa. Bring baby and wedding things for that miracle. We will give you Bible verses and printed script to do the prayer. The same two services we hold simultaneously in Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo. Be there. It shall be live stream. So connect from all over the world. This one is for TPGF members in Lagos and environ. I invite you to enroll in our first diet of our Bible Training Institute this year. 8 days for this edition, 8 days only, and 5 weekends for weekend edition. The day training will start February 3 from 8:30 in the morning. The weekend edition will start from February 8, 5 Saturdays only. For more information on the first diet of our Bible Training Institute, chat with Moji on 0803-909-2578. Do so now. I speak to everyone's life today. The power of God will see you through. The aura of God will clothe you. The presence of God will see you through. You will not fail in anything you do. The anointing and the grace upon this commission and on me are hereby transferred to you. You will get results as we are getting. You will make progress as we are making. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.